Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 21 and 22. Jeremiah 30, verses 21 and 22. It says, "Their prince shall be one of themselves. Their ruler shall come out from their midst. I will make him draw near, and he shall approach me. For who would dare of himself to approach me, declares the Lord. And you shall be my people, and I will be your God." Again, where we left off yesterday, we saw the literalness of the fact that God's going to set up his kingdom in Jerusalem, over the globe, but centered in Jerusalem for the people of Israel and all those who are given righteousness during the millennial kingdom to be able to live there. And now, at the same time, then it talks about this prince shall be one of themselves, and their ruler shall come out from their midst. I'll make him draw near me, and he shall approach me. For who would dare of himself to approach me, declares the Lord. And you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Now, even though King David will reign with Jesus in the millennial kingdom, there's many prophecies that talk about that, that David himself is going to serve with Jesus in Jerusalem during the millennial kingdom. This passage here is referring to Jesus, whom they had not met yet. And that's what this passage is talking about. The prince here is talking about Jesus. In John chapter 1, verse 18, got to keep in mind, at this point in the history of the nation of Israel, they knew there were some prophecies about a coming ruler that was going to come from David and so on, but they did not know who he was just yet. He had not come on the scene. In John chapter 1, verse 18, it says, "No one has ever seen God. The only God who's at the Father's side, he has made him known," talking about Jesus. And that's why it says, "I'm going to make him draw near and he'll approach me. For who would dare of himself to approach me?" This prince that's going to be ruling over Jerusalem during the millennial kingdom, who would dare approach God? Well, the one who is God. That's what we just read. "No one has ever seen God, but the only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known." Jesus, who is at the Father's side, who is God, has made, at that point when John wrote it, he'd come on the scene and made the Father known. Listen to the prophecy in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. It says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, and on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this." So a prophecy written by God through Isaiah prior to the time of Jeremiah was the fact that God was going to raise up a child who was going to be the Wonderful Counselor, the Almighty God. He's going to be the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father, and his kingdom on the earth is going to have no end. Now, at the same time, listen to chapter 11 of Isaiah, verses 1 through 5. "There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse," which is David's dad, "and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and the delight His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide disputes by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins." So folks, here we see that the prophecies were showing that there was going to be a child born to the nation of Israel, of the descendant of David, and he was going to be given the kingship and the rulership in Israel. "This prince shall be one of themselves. Their ruler shall come out of their midst. God will make him draw near him, for who would dare of himself to approach him? And then you shall be my people," God says, "and I will be your God." Folks, the prophecies are very, very clear. This Jesus, whom the prophecies pointed to, did come, like the prophecy said, the first time to be the suffering servant and to die for the sins of not only the people of Israel, but the whole world. And at the same time, this same Jesus is coming back. And the way in which he left, remember the angels told the disciples when they saw him ascend, "Why are you looking up into heaven?" This same Jesus is coming back in the same way. Jesus is coming back to the earth. Are you ready for him? Is he coming to judge you? Or is he coming to gather you as his bride if you're part of the church? Is he going to let you be a part of his kingdom on the earth when he sets up his kingdom to rule and reign? Are you in righteousness that comes through faith alone in him? Or are you still in your sin? Be careful, because when he comes, he'll judge the wicked and give wonderful blessings to the righteous who have faith. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.